But I think we should also note, why Our Lady suffered? Because she saw her son contradicted, opposed, hated, and finally crucified. In other words, if there was one person on earth who should have been loved, it was when God became man. And yet, that God-man was opposed, persecuted, and as we know, nailed to the cross. Mary foresaw in prophecy that her son would be not only rejected during his own visible mortal stay on earth, he would be rejected over the centuries. By now you'd think, after 2,000 years, the whole world, would be both Christian and deeply in love with Jesus Christ. Finally, one word about Anna the prophetess. She also was in the temple and fasting, praying for years, a widow. My own mother did not live quite as long as this prophetess, and my mother's name was also Anna. And I can tell you, and this is what we should also know, there are many, millions, I believe, widows in the world, and sometimes widowed at an early age. And whatever we can do to help them realize that by their patient endurance may have a large family. And Anna, the prophetess, did not remarry. Shortly after her husband's death, she might have remarried. I can tell you this. Anna, in the Gospels, inspired my mother not to remarry. And widows can be very holy people. I never remember my mother, never missing Mass. She offered herself to our Lord and a Mass in communion every day of her life. That's why I'm here. I kept comparing one girl after another with my mother. Not like her. I think I can quote what I have here from St. Alphonsus Liguori. By the way, I hope you have many books by St. Alphonsus in your library. If you don't, let me know. As you know, the single most inspiring single book on Our Lady is The Glories of Mary by St. Alphonsus. Here's what he says. Alphonsus speaking, "Say always, my beloved and despised Redeemer, how sweet it is to suffer for you. If you embrace all things in life as coming from the hands of God, and you've embraced death to fulfill His holy will, assuredly you will be a saint. Sisters, that's the formula for becoming a saint. As I've said, and will keep repeating, the world today needs saints. The missionaries of charity will survive only if they are living saintly lives. The devil is too active and too successful. I know. He has seduced too many bishops, too many priests, too many religious. Two of our meditation, the finding of Christ in the temple. Strictly speaking, a Jewish boy was not bound by the law until he was 13. However, very good and holy Jews would allow their boy to, well, come to the temple a year ahead of time. That was true in Jesus' case. Our Lord came, of course, with Mary and Joseph from Nazareth to Jerusalem. No doubt, our Lord came to bring the new law. He came and gave the whole world a new law. And as we'll see, at the heart of the new law, of the New Testament, at the heart of it is living and living faithfully and loving God deep down inside. Sisters, the expression spiritual life is not just, in other words, spiritual life. Of course, we are not angels. We are human beings. We've got a body. But the center of our life, especially of our consecrated life, is living interiorly. Question: is it possible for a person to have a reputation for being humble and behave well with very obvious external humility and not be humble inside? You better believe it. And to use just that one virtue, we are only as humble as we control every single spirit, every single self-admiring thought that comes into our minds. Never, the moment you find yourself looking into the mirror of your own mind and admiring what you see there, stop immediately.